I'm Crystal Hart, and welcome to the Crystal Hart Show. Today we take you to the American Film Institute in Silver Spring, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C., where the U.S. Postal Service honors four great filmmakers who captured the many scenarios of the American experience. These extraordinary directors, Frank Capra, John Ford, John Huston, and Billy Wilder, created some of the most iconic scenes in American cinema. They gave audiences an unforgettable and, in some cases, deeply personal vision of life.
It's wonderful of the post office to do this, to remind a new generation of these great directors from my parents' generation. I met Frank Capra in 1972 when he wrote his autobiography, The Name Above the Title. And in the last stage of his life, he was so generous and so giving. And that week, SMU in Dallas showed all of Capra's biggest films. It's Wonderful Life and Lost Horizon. It happened one night, and a star from each film came. And I think that speaks to the love they had for this great individual. The thing I really remember about that week is on Saturday morning at SMU, Southern Methodist University in Dallas, and this was in the early 70s, the auditorium filled up with counterculture people, you know, hippies and people with scraggly beards and people who weren't interested in the culture, and they watched It's a Wonderful Life, and about 10 minutes in, the entire auditorium started weeping, and these were college kids in the 70s, and by the end of it, the whole place was in a puddle, and I think it's a wonderful tribute that a generation later, Frank Capra's film could have that effect. So I think it's great that we still have the Postal Service. I think it's great that they honor icons of our culture. And I think we need to remember these wonderful directors.
Well, I think they, the Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee looks at lots of research, lots of background, lots of history. And we agreed that these four directors represented a particular era in filmmaking, and were so distinctive, so different, and collectively so exciting that that's how we came up with Ford and Capra and Huston and Wilder. Well, it's really interesting. Film started rather slowly, actually, in postal history, really did not come into its own until the 90s. And I really credit that with Carl Malden, the great late actor and president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Carl was on the Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee, and I think he brought to that discussion a sense that film needed to be part of postal history as well. And that started the Legends of Hollywood series, which began with Marilyn Monroe and has recognized 16 great, great American film artists. But now we have these four directors, and I think that the sense of popular culture in our society, in our country, in our world is something that the Postal Service is really very focused on and understanding of, and respectful of, and so now it's really become part of postal history as well.
It's important to appreciate the inclusion in the design of the stamps' signature moments from the film. So the Searchers, John Ford stamp includes the last shot of the film, The Searchers. John Wayne leaving the cabin. Ethan Edwards, his character, has just brought back Debbie, his niece. The film's trajectory is really about vengeance, but also redemption. And once he's delivered her back to civilization, he's disqualified from inclusion with the family and with this new civilization because of the violence he's had to use in order to get her back. In the Capra stamp, you see an image from It Happened One Night with Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert. This is a carnivalesque film full of comic inversions, and in this scene, Colbert's character, who's an heiress, teaches Gable, the world-wise journalist, how to flag down a car. They're trying to hitchhike, and she pulls up her skirt famously to get the driver to stop. The Houston stamp features an image of Bogart with the Maltese Falcon sculpture. And so this, again, is a film, an adaptation of the Dashiell Hammett novel, but it's been a film that critics argue is sort of the original film noir, in that it deals in dark style and form, but also has a character, a hero, who negotiates the murk of the criminal underworld, but somehow, even though he's fallen and compromised, maintains his sense of honor, his own personal sense of honor, and so in that way is an interesting American hero. The Wilder stamp features Marilyn Monroe, a character from Some Like It Hot, and some sort of stylized image of the setting of that film. It doesn't include Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis, who are the leads in that film, but Some Like It Hot is arguably Wilder's signature because it demonstrates the sort of comic inversions that he was so fond of, and it's an anarchic comedy, but it has a very jaundiced eye, like all of his films. Wilder, of course, was an émigré from Austria to the U.S., fleeing the rise of Nazism, and so within his comedy, there's always a sense of a compromised world. So the USPS has done a terrific job to select these moments and include them in the design of the stamps.
Customers have until July 23rd to obtain the first day of issue postmarked by mail. Affix the stamps to envelopes of your choice, address the envelopes to yourself or others, and place them in larger envelopes addressed to Postmaster, Great Film Directors Commemorative Stamp, 8616 2nd Avenue, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910-9998. After applying the first day of issue postmark, the Postal Service will return the envelopes by mail. There is no charge for the postmark. All orders must be postmarked by July 23rd, 2012.
I'm Crystal Hart reporting from the American Film Institute in Silver Spring, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. Hope you've enjoyed the show, and thanks for watching.